huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Two words that will ruin your life. Really believe this, and I hear this a lot. And these two words block all opportunity, solution, and growth. Yet, I would say 7 out of 10 people, roughly speaking, I engage with or try and help, their default, it's just automatic, is to say these two words. And then they say it again and again and again. And no matter how many solutions you offer, they say them again and again and again. And then there's three words that I think can completely change your life and open up opportunity to you and create solutions to problems, if you really want them, of course. So, and it's a relevant time because at the end of this month, my new book, Opportunity, comes out. Opportunity, seize the day, win at life. And it's all about how to spot opportunities that are already there and then how to seize them, leverage them, know which ones to take and which ones to turn down. But that's for another time. So the two words that I think that ruin entrepreneurs' lives are, yeah, but. Solutions offered to them. Yeah, but, you can make money on Clubhouse. Yeah, but I haven't got time. You should be on TikTok. Yeah, but I haven't got time. Or, you should charge X for your service. Yeah, but there's not a market for it. Or, yeah, but I've not been doing it long enough. Or, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. And what yeah, but, or yes, but is a lack of desire to solve the problem. Whereas if you change yeah, but to tell me more, then that opens your mind to opportunity. So don't be a yeah, but person. Be an tell me more person. Now, often people will say things like, yeah, but it's all right for you. I hear that all the time. But I just don't want anyone to be naive. The more you achieve, the bigger problems that you attract into your life. New level, new devil. So it doesn't get easier. It gets different. It doesn't get easier. You get better. So instead of saying, yeah, but it's all right for you, but yeah, but I've got kids. Yeah, but I haven't got much time. Yeah, but I haven't got much money. Yeah, but this thing happened to me in 1985. And it's not that I don't care. It's not that I'm being insensitive. I'm saying this because I do care. Because if yeah, but is your auto response, now, some people say, oh, but Rob, it's good to look at the challenges with a critical eye. Yeah, it is, by saying, tell me more. Tell me more then. Tell me more. And you can trust but verify. That's absolutely fine. You can be a little bit skeptical about the solutions, but trust that they are there, but verify the validity of them. So just notice yourself if you say yes, but, yes, but, yes, but. Especially if the yes, but then turns into, but it's all right for them and it's all right for you. It's really important to remember that every winner was once a beginner and every master was once a disaster. Yeah, Richard has just said, I like, how do I? How can I? Because tell me more is, I'm open to the solution. Now, by the way, if you're being coached or mentored or you want help from people and they offer you solutions and you keep going, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, in the end, they won't want to talk to you. They won't want to give you the solutions because you're not open to them. So sometimes I think people ask me and then just, yeah, but, and I just think, well, why bother asking me then? If you don't want help, don't ask me. So tell me more. How can I? Who can help? What's the solution? These are all good three words that will change your life, but yeah, but won't. So I hope that's been useful. Just a really quick video. Just wanted to keep in touch with you on Facebook. As you know, many of you know, I've been very busy and active on Clubhouse. My username is at Rob Moore. Put your username in the comments. Just put the light back on there. Yeah, share your username for Clubhouse in the comments. Mine is at Rob Moore. Come follow me there. I run daily rooms. I interviewed Floyd Mayweather recently. Theo Pafitis on Clubhouse. Ronnie O'Sullivan on Clubhouse. That was all in the last week. Actually, at 9 a.m, I'm going live talking about Harry and Meghan's $500 million brand. So stay tuned for that. But just a quick bit of content for you, just to, you know, keep it coming. Turn yeah, but into tell me more and you'll change your life.